You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. The Oklahoma State Evangelism Conference is just around the corner, January 25th and 26th, 2016. And to talk about this superb event and this great lineup of speakers is the BGCO Personal Evangelism Specialist, Mike Napier. Howdy, Mike.
Hello, Brian.
Well, we're really excited about this fantastic looking event. Tell us a little bit about it and who's on the lineup.
Oh, wow. Well, we are very, very excited about our State Evangelism Conference. It's going to be held at First Southern Del City, January 25th and 26th. And on the Monday evening speaker, just to do the Monday evening, the Tuesday evening speakers, on Monday evening, we have Lee Strobel. And he'll be speaking on Monday evening as well as leading a breakout on Tuesday morning. So if you're a Lee Strobel fan, you're actually going to be able to sit at his feet and hear him firsthand dialogue, ask questions. He is so personable. I don't know if you have gotten the chance to meet Lee and actually just talk to him, break bread with him, but he is so personable. He's a great guy. On Tuesday evening, we have Johnny Hunt. And I know no one has ever heard of Dr. Johnny Hunt. But we are so pumped and excited to watch him just catch on fire and burn for the gospel on Tuesday night. He motivates me like none other. Also on Tuesday night, as long as we're on the evenings, just briefly, the Annie Moses Band.
Yeah.
They will be doing a concert on Tuesday night before Dr. Hunt speaks. And so, wow, what a fantastic, just the evening lineup. But now, if you're ready, buckle up, because on Monday morning of the State Evangelism Conference, January 25th, we have kind of redesigned and shifted this around a little bit to make the most of our cooperative program dollars. We have a senior adult evangelism conference that's going to be taking place on Monday morning beginning at 9 o'clock. We have Dr. Jim Henry, Dr. Rob Zinn, and Dr. Dennis Swanberg. All three of those guys are going to be speaking at a senior adult evangelism session on that Monday morning. Now, no one's going to be checking AARP cards or anything else. So entrance is for everybody. Anybody can come, hear these guys. Master's Voice is going to be leading worship. And this is going to be so dynamic. It's going to be so awesome. We are going to bring in our senior adults from all across the state. And Brian, our purpose in this is to see senior adults reactivated and out there on the front line sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. One of our speakers during the Evangelism Conference, Alvin Reed, he and I spoke on the phone not too long ago, and Alvin really encouraged me in this direction and what we're doing. He said that our 20 and 30-somethings, they're so transient. They don't stay in the same community in which they were raised, far and wide. They just don't. So there's a innate hunger for a relationship with a grandparent-type person. Mm. And because of that, Alvin Reed stated, those 20 and 30-somethings are open and desire a conversation, a dialogue, and even relationships with that grandparent-type person of age, which means there's an open door for our senior adults to share the gospel with those 20 and 30-somethings.
I see.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's amazing.
So we're going to communicate that as clearly as we can on that Monday morning. We're also going to equip our senior adults with two ways to share the gospel. One will be the Connect One personal evangelism one-verse presentation. They will leave with knowing how to do that, but also the EvangiCube. They will leave with an EvangiCube and knowing how to do that. At lunch on that day, if that's not enough, and there's more, at lunch on that Monday morning, again, it's for everybody, the Baptist Disaster Relief is providing a lunch for all in attendance on that Monday morning. There's a $2 suggested donation. Baptist Disaster Relief is covering the cost of that lunch. Anything over that comes in over that $2 donation per person will go to the disaster relief efforts here in Oklahoma and to that organization. So that's Monday morning. That's just Monday morning. If that's not enough, that's just Monday morning. It's huge. And then on Monday afternoon and Tuesday afternoon, I don't know if you have ever got to hear Sean McDowell.
Yes.
Oh, wow. There are few speakers his age that have the ability to communicate the gospel and apologetics at the same time with the life application that people can walk out and live. To say that Sean has surpassed his dad, Josh McDowell, I don't want to say that because we're being recorded, but Sean is fantastic. Also in the afternoon is Dr. Vern Charette, Miles McPherson, Don Wilton, Alvin Reed, and of course, Dr. Anthony Jordan. Our own Dr. Anthony Jordan will be speaking on that afternoon. So those are our afternoon, Monday and Tuesday afternoon lineups. And I couldn't be more pumped and excited about what God has put together for our 2016 State Evangelism Conference.
Mike, this is really awesome, and any one of these speakers could headline any event across the country. All the speaker information is available at www.bgco.org/sec. Now, talk about if someone gets interested in attending, what should they do, and how can they tell their friends about it?
They can go to the OK Evangelism app, and download all the information from right there, and they can share it from the app. They can go into the website, www.bgco.org/sec, and all that information will be there as well. Brian, something that we've really are going to surface this year, and we want people to understand, because I think there's just been a perhaps not clearly communicated in recent days, but we have interpretation for the hearing impaired. We have an entire section at First Southern Del City that is set aside for the deaf. The entire conference is being interpreted for the deaf, but not only that, we have a breakout this year. We have a breakout for the deaf. So that breakout on Tuesday morning, when there's a breakout session from begins at 9 o'clock, the deaf stay in one breakout time. They don't switch. They stay in one breakout time. Our goal is that every deaf person in attendance will leave knowing how to communicate the gospel in a clear, concise way with other deaf people.
Yes.
How exciting. There are a lot of deaf people all across Oklahoma that need someone to walk into their life and share the gospel with them. And so we're really excited about this new piece for the State Evangelism Conference. Our deaf people will be able to leave with a clear and concise way to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in their context, in their culture, and it's going to be fantastic. And so we're very, very excited about that new piece.
That's awesome. Now, Mike, how should people register or indicate that they want to go for this, and will there be childcare options available? Or talk about some of the specifics or logistics, if you would.
Great, good question. Childcare is available, and we really need people to register for the childcare aspect, if at all possible. You can just get into a bind on that, and we don't want to turn anybody away. We all are aware that you need to have so many workers for so many babies, and we really need people to register so that we don't have to turn parents away or turn children away. So if someone will register, that'll make it easier for us to make plans. Now, the childcare is only available birth through pre-K, and we're really, really appreciative of that opportunity. We wish it could go further as far as childcare goes, but birth through pre-K is where we are. And yes, you can register online for that childcare. You can actually register for your breakouts. You can go online and say, hey, this is the breakout I want to go to. And if you get to the conference and you change your mind, it's no big deal. Just go to a different breakout. This helps us prepare room sizes and get a pretty close guess as to what type of room size we need for which breakout, as well as childcare, as well as the meals, like the senior adult luncheon on Monday afternoon, or we have a smaller in attendance church and bivocational pastor's meal We also have a ethnic pastor's meal where we encourage these two sets of pastors specifically. And so all of that's online, and they're able to go in online and just touch it. Yes, it's quote-unquote free. There's no cost to our pastors. There's no cost for childcare. But the reason there's no cost, Brian, is the cooperative program.
Yes.
That is what covers all of this. But they're able to register. They're able to share their needs, share where they want to go and what they want to take part in right on the website or right on the Evangelism OK app.
Sean McDowell, Johnny Hunt, Anthony Jordan, Lee Strobel, the Annie Moses Band. This is going to be incredible, Mike. January 25th, 26th, 2016, Dell City, First Southern Baptist Church. Go to bgco.org/sec to check out the information to register today. The theme, Mike, kind of grabbed me, this whole idea of unashamed. And I was hoping you could talk about that and then talk about what the ordinary attendee would walk away from the event having or knowing or being equipped for.
This is something that God has been doing in me for years, is truly just, I guess, asking me in my spirit continually, are you ashamed of me? Are you ashamed of me, Mike? Are you ashamed of the gospel? Well, of course, my immediate knee-jerk reaction is, well, no. Well, then why don't you talk about me more? Why don't you share the gospel more? Why don't you share the story of your Savior more? Well, that's just in my face continually, through the power of God. It's nothing about me, because left to my own demise, I would sit and watch football and football reruns all day long, and I'd be very happy. But that's not God's plan for my life. So this whole theme of unashamed comes from many verses in the Bible, but 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 says, "So do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord." And that's Paul's encouragement to Timothy, and apparently Timothy was having some issues. So Paul, in the preceding verses, Paul actually takes Timothy back, and he says, "Timothy, I remember the sincere faith of your grandma, the sincere faith of your mom, and I'm certain that faith now lives in you." But what he's doing is he's encouraging Timothy to be bold about the gospel. Do not walk in fear. Do not walk in timidity, but walk in boldness. And then he gets to verse 8, where he says, "Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord." So that is what God's been doing in my life for not just recent days, but for many years. So that's the theme. And the prayer behind that is, God, give us the souls of Oklahoma. God, allow us to reach Oklahoma with the gospel. God, as much as we go overseas and share the gospel, may we be sharing the gospel right here at our own home front even more. There was a missionary that is misquoted, as far as I'm able to tell. He's misquoted. But here's the quote that people mess up. And it says this, "The light that shines the farthest shines the brightest at home." So if you think about that, if we're really shining overseas the gospel light, then that light should shine the brightest right outside our back door, right outside our front door. So if we're going overseas and doing international missions, that means that we should be doing threefold that work or tenfold that work right here in Oklahoma before we ever go overseas. Now, I'm not saying we don't go overseas, we do, but the light that shines the farthest shines the brightest at home. So that's where all that comes from, Brian, and man, we're praying that God will give us the souls of Oklahomans. The purpose of the State Evangelism Conference is threefold: to encourage, to equip, and to inspire the work of personal evangelism. That's what we're about. That's why the Oklahoma State Evangelism Conference exists, is to equip, encourage, and inspire the work of personal evangelism. And the reason I say work with those three is evangelism is work. It's easy to go through your life every day and go to work, shut the door, walk in, do your work, go home, and it's the next day, and it's like, you know, what's the back of the shampoo bottle? Wash, rinse, repeat. It's so easy to just repeat that cycle, that boring cycle of your life every day. That's not what God intends for us. God intends for us to encounter people as we go to Walmart, as we go to Reese's, as we go to the IGA, as we pump gas, God's design for us is to encounter people right where they are. And man, people want to hear the gospel.
Amen.
They will listen. They will listen. I'm not saying everybody's going to receive Christ every time you share the gospel, but I am saying people want to hear it. They're interested. They're open to those dialogues if we are unashamed.
Amen. Amen. Well, Mike, your passion for personal evangelism shines through. We thank you for all the hours put into planning this. I know an event of this magnitude with this lineup of speakers, with this many people potentially attending, doesn't come together automatically. So we praise God for what he's done.
Amen.
Through you and your team. I want to encourage everyone to mark these days on your calendar, January 25th, 26th, 2016, the Oklahoma State Evangelism Conference, happening right here in Central Oklahoma, Del City, First Southern Baptist Church. Mike, thanks for coming to tell us about it. Anything else you want to add?
You know, there is a women's session, Brian, and I thank you for asking that, because there's a ladies' session on Tuesday morning during the breakouts. Now, ladies can go to a breakout if they want, but Kelly King, our women's ministry specialist, man, she puts together a fantastic, dynamic Tuesday morning lineup. Rachel Jackson will actually be one of the keynotes for that time. And that is set up and ready to go for ladies on that Tuesday morning, kicking off at 9 and wrapping up right about 11:45 or noon on that Tuesday morning. So thank you for asking that, because I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that fantastic opportunity for our ladies on that Tuesday morning.
That's great. Well, thanks, Mike, for coming on. And we'll be hearing more in the days and weeks ahead through the BGCO Communications and the Baptist Messenger.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate this opportunity, and wow, I'm just really pumped.
Amen. Check it out, State Evangelism Conference, January 25th, 26th, bgco.org/sec. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.